Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
According to the Bible, we are living in the season of the return of Jesus Christ. No, we don't know the day or the hour or the exact time, but prophetically, we're in the season. And in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and 1, it says, "But concerning the times and the seasons, you have no need that I write to you, for you yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord shall come as a thief in the night. Therefore, let us not sleep as others do, but let us watch and be alert." Now, in Matthew chapter 25 and 31, it talks about what's going to happen when Jesus returns. It says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. Then he will also say to those on the left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" This is so important for us to remember. God never created hell or the lake of fire for human beings. That was a place reserved for those who had actually seen God, who had worshiped God and served him in heaven. And that would be their punishment for their rebellion against God. The unfortunate thing is when people reject Jesus Christ as personal Savior and Lord, there is no other place to go. It's only heaven, hell, and the lake of fire. That's it. So it's time for every one of us who are believers to wake up and to warn others about their need of salvation through Jesus Christ. In Ezekiel chapter 3 and 18, it says, "When I say to the wicked," this is God speaking, "when I say to the wicked, 'You shall surely die,' and you give them no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way," that same wicked person is going to die in his sins, but his blood I will require at your hand. Folks, one of the most important questions every person is confronted with is, who is Jesus Christ? And your answer to that question and your response will determine your eternal future. People don't really understand the weight behind their rejection of Jesus Christ. None of us know what life holds ahead of us. Benjamin Franklin said there's only two sure things in life: death and taxes. The Bible says in Hebrews 9 and 27, each person is destined to die once, and after that comes judgment. You know, it's so important for us to get in touch with our mortality, because we're not going to be here forever. We're not going to live forever in this human body. One day we're all going to pass away if the rapture doesn't come first. We're going to go the way, as the Bible says, of all flesh. We're going to die. According to the United Nations World Population Stats, the global number of deaths for this year worldwide will be around 62 million people. There are approximately 170,000 people that die every day in the world. The report goes on to say that is 7,100 people per hour that die. 118 people die per minute. And why am I saying this to you? Because I want you to understand we don't live forever. One day you will die. And when you die, you'll have to give an account to God for how you lived. In Romans chapter 14 and 12, it says, yes, each of us will give a personal account to God. God will judge you by your acceptance or your rejection of his son, Jesus Christ, as Savior. In John 3:18, it says, there is no judgment against anyone who believes in Jesus. Thank God for that. But anyone who does not believe in him has already been judged for not believing God's only Son. Verse 36, and he who believes in the Son has everlasting life. And he who does not believe the Son shall not see life, but remain under God's judgment. Now, folks, the very foundation of Christianity is based upon the deity of Jesus Christ and who he really is. The Bible says that he's the Son of God who came to save us from our sins by dying on the cross and taking our place. We are all born in sin. We're all sentenced to eternal death. In fact, in Ezekiel 18 and 4, God said, all people are mine to judge. The person who sins will die. The Bible says, if you say, I have no sin, you're making God a liar. Some people say, well, I don't sin. I've never sinned. Well, you're making God a liar, and God is not a liar. In 1 John 1 and 10, it says that if we claim we have no sin, we're calling God a liar and showing that his word has no place in our hearts. The Bible explains the person who sins will die and suffer eternal consequences. Jesus Christ came. He died a sacrificial death in your place, to give you eternal life and heaven. In John 3:16, the Bible says, God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, so that anyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. Verse 17 says, God sent his Son into the world, not to judge the world, but to save the world through him. Many people have this distorted vision of God as being an old man with a beard ready to hit you with a club. It's just the opposite. He's a heavenly Father who loves everyone. He's disturbed about the condition of this world. And knowing that there was no other way, he sent his own Son, Jesus Christ, to die in our place. In Romans chapter 5:8, it says, God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, while we were still in our sinful state, Christ died for us. Folks, God doesn't send people to hell. They choose hell by rejecting their Savior. I said it at the beginning. No one else is coming. Jesus Christ is the only way. Jesus is the only one qualified to save you. In 1 Timothy chapter 2 and 5, it says, well, there is only one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave his life to purchase freedom for everyone. We can't pick and choose another Savior or a path to God. People think that. I don't like that religion. I like that religion. Or I don't like what that says. I'll take those pages out the Bible. You can't do that. In Acts chapter 4 and 12, it says, there is salvation in no one else. God has given no other name under heaven whereby you must be saved. Folks, we must all be saved if we say we're going to heaven. You can't get there unless you're saved, unless you're born again. So we are confronted with the same question and decision people made when Jesus was here on earth. In fact, Jesus even asked his own disciples, did they realize who he really was? In Matthew chapter 16 and 13, the Bible says, when Jesus came to the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, who do people say that the Son of Man is? They replied, some say John the Baptist, some say Elijah, others say Jeremiah or one of the other prophets. Then Jesus looked straight at them and said, who do you say I am? Simon Peter stepped up and he said, you are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And Jesus replied, you are blessed, Simon, son of John, because my Father in heaven has revealed this to you. Verse 21, from then on, Jesus began to tell his disciples plainly that it was necessary for him to go to Jerusalem and that he would suffer many terrible things at the hands of the elders and the leading priests and the teachers of religious law, and that he would be killed, but on the third day he would be raised from the dead.
Thanks for joining us today for A Place to Grow. We hope you're enjoying today's message. Now here's Pastor Steve with an invitation for you.
Hi everyone, this is Pastor Steve. I want to invite you to our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service, April 18th at 7:30 p.m. Our annual Good Friday service is one where the presence of God is so real. Many people are healed. Many receive a personal word from the Lord as well. You won't want to miss this special service. Please consider joining us on Sunday for our Easter Resurrection service as well.
Come and be with us on April 18th for our Good Friday Candlelight Communion service. Then join us Easter Sunday at 10:30 a.m. for a special service as we celebrate together. The church is located in the heart of the Metroplex at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. You can get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
A recent survey revealed how people view Jesus Christ today. Here are five popular American perceptions of Jesus based on this research. Number one, the vast majority of Americans believe Jesus was a real person, that he actually existed. That's 9 out of 10 adults. Well, the Bible tells us that he does exist, and he was born in Matthew 1 and 24. It says, Joseph awoke from his sleep and did as the angel of the Lord commanded him and took Mary as his wife, but kept her a virgin until she gave birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. So Jesus Christ was born. He does exist. Number two, younger generations are increasingly less likely to believe that Jesus was God. And that is sad. Most adults, the survey says 56%, believe Jesus was God, while about 26% of younger people believe Jesus was only a religious or spiritual leader like Muhammad or Buddha. That's sad. The Bible tells us very clearly in Luke 1 and 35, the angel said to Mary, the Holy Spirit will come upon you and the power of the highest shall overshadow you. Therefore also the Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Folks, we can't go by our opinion about things and our reason. Only if our facts line up with the Word of God can we have assurance in what we're saying. Somebody say amen. Number three, Americans are divided on whether Jesus was sinless. John 8 and 46, Jesus said, can any of you convict me of committing a sin? Hebrews 4 and 15, it says, this high priest of ours understands our weakness, for he faced all of the same testing we do, yet he did not sin. See, when you go to the Word of God, you find the true answer. You don't have to wonder about these things. Just go to the Bible and you have the answer. Jesus never sinned. Number four, most Americans say that they have made a commitment to Jesus Christ. More than 6 in 10 Americans say that they are Christian. And then there's number five. People are conflicted between Jesus and good deeds as the way to heaven. Well, in the Bible, Titus 3 and 5 says, God saved us not because of our good works or the righteous things that we had done, but because of his mercy. He washed away our sins, giving us a new birth and new life through the Holy Spirit. One of the ways that God shows us that Jesus Christ is truly his son, proving his deity, is through prophecy. You see, only God knows the future. In fact, in Isaiah 46:9, God says, remember the things that I have done in the past, for I alone am God. I am God. There's no one like me. Only I can tell you the future before it happens. Everything I plan will come to pass. So the Old Testament contains over 300 prophetic references to the Messiah. And they were all fulfilled through Jesus Christ. Only God, who knows the future, could have revealed these predictions, resulting with such supernatural accuracy. But could this still be a coincidence? Well, I want you to listen to what an ex-skeptic said about the significance of prophecy. He wrote, the odds of just 48 Old Testament prophecies coming to pass concerning Jesus are statistically the same odds as identifying and then releasing a single molecule. Among all the molecules in a trillion, 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 billion universes, the size of our universe, and then recovering that same molecule again. That's if Jesus only fulfilled 48 of the prophecies. I got news for you. He fulfilled all 300. Can we give God a hand of praise for our Savior, the Son of God? God anointed him also to prove to the world that he was his son. He gave him the Holy Spirit and he gave him power to do miracles. In Acts chapter 10 and 38, God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power. Then Jesus went around doing good and healing all. Say all. Not some. All. Who are oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. Jesus lived a life of miracles. While Jesus was on earth, many did not believe that he was the Son of God until he did a miracle. I'm going to give you an example. In John 2 and 23, it says, while Jesus was in Jerusalem at the Passover festival, many people believed in him because they saw the miracles that he perform. Jesus himself said that the miracles that he did validated who he was. And they absolutely do. How many other heads of religions or founders of religions did miracles? Yet they have, in one case, over a billion people following. Jesus said in John 14:11, believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me, or at least believe on the evidence of the miracles themselves. Perhaps you doubt that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and the only Savior of the world. Well, God empowered him to do miracles to convince you. Now, I want you to listen to some of the miracles that he performed. Jesus had power to heal the sick and to cast out devils. In Mark chapter 1 and 33, it says, and the whole city was gathered together at the door. Then Jesus healed those who were sick with various diseases, and he cast out many demons. Here's another one, 1 John 3 and 8. It talks about the Son of God. It says, the Son of God came to destroy the works of the devil. So Jesus Christ came into this world to introduce God the Father to us. He came into this world primarily to die for us and to give us eternal life. But a very big part of his assignment was to destroy the power of the devil over our lives. We need to pause and thank God for that. The Bible says, sin shall have no dominion over you. The devil has no power over you. No power. In fact, while he was here, he gave his followers power to defeat the devil and evil spirits, just to show us. In Luke 10 and 19, listen to what it says. I've given you authority over all the power of the enemy. Not some, not most. All the power of the enemy. Now, I have to tell you, what you watch in Marvel comic books and all of these superheroes, that's not true. Hollywood makes everything look real true. That's not true. But what we're reading is true. Jesus walked on the water. Yeah, give him a hand of praise. He's the Son of God. He's a miracle worker, and he's still doing miracles today. If you're sick and you need healing, he's your healer today. By his stripes, you were healed. You can believe the word of God. You can embrace the word of God. You can accept the word of God. And know whatever God says is the truth. God is not a man that he should lie, or the Son of Man that he should change his mind. If he said it, he's going to do it.
Thank you for joining us again today for A Place to Grow. If you would like to get a copy of today's message, you can download it for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org. Navigate to the media tab and click on audio messages. You can also help us keep this radio ministry alive by making a donation on our website as well. That's aplacetogrow.org. Now, Pastor Steve would like to pray with you.
You know, many of you have been waiting for God to answer a prayer for a very long time, and you wonder if he is going to answer. Well, the psalmist David, he believed God. And one of his prayers is one of my favorite portions of scripture in Psalm 40. It says, I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me, and he heard my cry. And he brought me up out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and he set my feet upon a rock, and he established my goings, and he put a new song in my mouth, even praises unto our God. Folks, I want to let you know that God has heard your prayer, and God is answering your prayer. You know, the Bible says there are seasons and in times God answers prayers just at the right time. I want to pray with you right now to give you that assurance. And I'm going to pray that God will answer that prayer in this season. Father, I want to thank you for our listeners. You put this thought in my mind for prayer. There are people out there right now who have been waiting for you to answer their prayer for a long time. And you said, don't give up. You said that you will answer it in the proper season. And I agree right now that you will give them the grace and the strength so that they can continue to believe and trust you. And Satan, the Lord rebuke you. We bind your power. We rebuke the spirit of doubt and fear. We thank you, Lord, that everything we need, we find in you.
and that there is no situation that will ever be able to overcome us because we're your children. I bless your people today in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hurst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.